Here's another great Blind Geek Zone podcast by Rickster. Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and this is my first podcast on Vista. I've just purchased Vista Ultimate, and I would like to talk to you about my experiences in installing the product. Right now, I am booting the computer up. I'm using a dual boot system here, so I have XP on one drive, Vista on the other drive, and I am now booting up into Vista. So let's sit here and wait a second, and we'll hear Vista start up. And there was the Vista startup sounds and the Vista login sound. And I'm waiting for narrator to come up. And I may need to turn my volume up a little. I don't have my volume adjusted on Vista very well yet. So let's wait just a moment.
Initializing narrator.
There we go. It said it was initializing narrator. Turn my volume up a bit more till I can get that adjusted. Okay.
Up arrow. Down arrow. M, focus on start button. Contains start button. 1:51 p.m. Pane. Pager pane. Notification area toolbar with two buttons. Pager pane. System control area toolbar with two buttons. Quick launch toolbar with two buttons. Running applications toolbar with two control.
And I'm going to silence that. We don't need to hear that. But what I'm going to do here initially is I'm just going to tab around a bit on the desktop in the start menu and the taskbar and the notification area, the system tray, and just let you hear some of this.
Tab. Show desktop button. Quick launch toolbar with two buttons. Show desktop. Tool tip.
And there is our quick launch bar.
Tab. Welcome center button. Running applications toolbar with two buttons. Welcome there. Center. Tool tip.
And there's our taskbar. The welcome center is running.
Down arrow. Microsoft narrator button.
And narrator is running.
Tooltip.
And I'm going to go into narrator here for a second.
Enter. Microsoft narrator window. Focus on quick help button. Tab. Voice settings button.
To go into the voice settings.
Space.
And narrator is sometimes
window opened.
A bit
Microsoft
slow.
English, United States. Select voice list with one items.
And
zero, up arrow.
Oops.
Num block off. Up arrow. Down arrow.
Now, I forget. This isn't Jaws.
Tap. Set speed combi box with 9 items. 5. Up arrow. 6. Six tap. Set volume combi box with 9 items. 9. Up arrow. Down arrow. 8. Up arrow. 9.
Okay,
nine.
So that's on maximum volume. I've just got my creative drivers installed here last night, and I haven't done a lot with Vista. I don't have Jaws on it yet, and so right now I'm giving you some very, very just...
Tap. Set pitch combi box with 9 items. Tap. OK button. Space. Microsoft Narrator window. M. Start button. Control.
So I'm just giving you some very, very basic preliminary information. And let me continue to tab around here a bit.
Tap. Show desktop button. Tap. Welcome center button. Running applications toolbar with 2 buttons. Tap. Windows security alerts button. Notification area toolbar with 3 buttons. Pager pane. Windows security alerts. Tooltip. Right arrow. Safely remove hardware button. Right arrow. Windows sidebar button. Right arrow. Not connected. You are currently not connected to any networks. Right arrow. Volume button. Right arrow. 1:55 p.m. Paint. Left arrow. Volume button. System control area toolbar with 2 buttons. Pager pane. Volume. Tool tip. Enter. Main volume slider at 82%. Up arrow. Up arrow. 94%. Down arrow. Up arrow. 95%. Down arrow. 91%. Down arrow. 90%. Enter.
And boost that a little bit. I've got my volume up really, really high right now, and I need to work on my volumes a bit.
Tap. Right arrow.
Let's see, where am I?
M. Recycle. Tap. Start button. Tap. Show desk. Tap. Welcome center. Tap. Windows security alerts button. Notification area toolbar with 3 buttons.
Okay, I'm back.
Control.
Back in the system tray.
Right arrow. Not connected. Right arrow. Volume, right arrow. 1:56 p.m. Pane. Date and time tooltip, Thursday, March 29th, 2007. Tooltip.
And you may notice that narrator does speak a bit more information. It'll tell you where your focus is at on a dialogue, which button it's focused on. If it's a tooltip that's reading, it'll say it's a tooltip. So it does have some added functionality over XP itself. And as you can hear, it does speak better. Anna sounds much better than good old Sam did. I'm going to tab again.
Tab. Recycle bin. Desktop list with 1 items.
So I'm up to the desktop, and I only have 1 item. I only have the recycle bin, and that's how Vista comes up in its default when you install it. Okay, let's tab again.
Tab. Start button.
Okay, we're to the start button, so I'm going to go into the start menu.
Windows. Start menu for week. Focus on start search. Contains internet. Email. Welcome center. Windows Media Control.
And I hit Control on these because when you go into an area, it tends to want to read all the items in there, and it will read everything that's in the start menu if I don't silence it. Okay, let's see here. When you get into Vista initially into the start menu, you come up into a search box. And the search dialog basically is kind of like the run, and it's also just like the search on XP. If you want to run a program or something, or looking for a document on the computer, you just type it in here. I could type in, say, something like control panel. Let's see.
C-O-N-T-O-L, search space P-A-N-E, L, search results.
And then if I tab, to the results.
Tab. Rick. Menu item. Menu key alt plus our list with 13 items. Start search window. Opens the Rick folder, where you can find folders for documents, pictures, music, and other files that belong to you. Tool tip. Down arrow. Documents. Menu item. Up arrow. Rick. Menu item. Menu key alt plus R.
Oh, I'm opens sorry.
Tab. Sleep. Menu. Tab. Control panel. Customize the appearance and functionality of your computer. Add or remove programs. And set up network control.
There, I had to tab a couple of times to get into the results.
Down arrow. See all results. List with two items. Start search window.
And you're going to have to be a little bit patient with me because I'm as new at Vista as anybody listening to this. Most likely, except for the people that have had Vista installed for a little bit yet. But, you know, I'm brand new at this, so bear with me. I'm learning, and hopefully as I learn, I will get better at describing the aspects of Vista to you.
Tab. Start search. Editable text. Control panel.
But I'm back here in the start menu, and if I arrow up and down through it, we can go through the options. I think.
Windows.
Here, let's try this
start
again.
Button. Windows. Start menu for Rick. Focus on start search. Up arrow. All programs button.
You have your all programs button. And that'll take you into the all programs menu like on XP.
Up arrow. Windows meeting space. Menu item. Menu key alt plus W list with 10 items. Up arrow. Windows DVD maker. Menu item. Menu key alt plus W. Up arrow. Windows Live Messenger download, menu item, menu key alt plus W, up arrow. Windows Photo Gallery, menu item, menu key alt plus W, up arrow. Windows Media Player, menu item, menu key alt plus W, up arrow. Windows Ultimate Extras, menu item, menu key alt plus W. Get programs, services, and content unique to owners, control.
And by the way, I am running Vista Ultimate. If anybody is interested.
Up arrow. Windows Media Center. Menu item. Menu key alt plus W. Up arrow. Welcome Center. Menu item. Menu key alt plus W. Up arrow. Email. Menu item. Menu key alt plus E. Up arrow. Internet. Menu item. Menu key alt plus up arrow. Start search. Editable text.
And we've wrapped around. Basically. Back to the search. Edit box. Okay.
Windows. Start button.
Okay, now that we've just very, very briefly tabbed around the desktop in Vista, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I installed it on my computer and what little I know about doing that. So basically what I did is I put my DVD into the computer. Let me turn this volume down a little bit. It's quite hissy. There we go. Okay, I put the DVD into the computer and I intended on, you know, booting right into Vista and doing the install that way. I was told on one of the user lists that if you do boot into Vista directly, after waiting several minutes, you can press Windows U to bring up the Ease of Accessibility Center, I think it's called, and then you do an Alt N and Narrator will start speaking. Vista is supposed to come up into a basically a GUI mode from the beginning on the install, unlike XP and previous operating systems where it was in a purely text mode and you had no way to get any of the, you know, narrator or anything like that speaking, you know, because you didn't have any kind of sound access. Now, I will have to say, I did have to use my USB sound device to get speech out of Windows because my Creative Odyssey 2 wasn't recognized by Vista automatically and I had to go get drivers for that. So your system isn't necessarily going to recognize the sound to enable you to bring up Narrator. And, you know, you may need a pair of USB headphones or something like that in order to do this with it. But in my case, for whatever reason, it didn't work. I couldn't get to the point to where it would allow me to press any key to boot from the DVD. So it automatically went into XP every time. So I thought to myself, okay, fine. You can install an operating system from within an operating system, as long as you're going upwards without any problems. And since I wanted to dual boot, I didn't think that would be a problem either. So I went into XP and stuck the Vista DVD into the drive, and the Vista startup dialog come up asking me what I wanted to do. And I tabbed around to install now and went into that. At this point, I had speech with JAWS, and through the initial first part of the installation of Vista, I had speech with JAWS doing it this way. It basically asked me if I wanted to do an upgrade or a custom install, and the custom install allows you to do a clean install. The upgrade will allow you to simply go over your XP that's already on the computer and upgrade it to Vista. I chose not to do that since I wanted to do a dual boot capability and have XP still running on my system and be able to have full access to it. So I told it I wanted to do a custom, and then it asked me what drive I wanted to put Vista on, and I told it that. I told it I wanted it to go on my E drive. On that dialogue, you have some options to load additional drivers in case your drives are not seen by Vista. You know, if you're on a RAID setup or some kind of setting like that. My drives do use RAID, and Vista was able to see them. So in most cases, I don't think you'll have a problem there. You won't have to have a floppy disk, you know, with third-party drivers or anything. After that, I believe it wanted my product key, and I didn't have sighted assistance, so I didn't have my product key, so I told it I would do that later. It gave me its warning, telling me, you know, you only had so long to put the product key on, or you risk not being able to use Vista, or possibly having to buy the product again, blah, blah, blah. And I told that okay, and then it went on and said it was copying files, and it did that for a few minutes. And then it told me it needed to reboot the computer and that the computer would reboot several times before Vista would be up. And I went through all that. So the computer rebooted, and I waited quite a while till after I heard any activity going on. And I thought the process should be pretty quick. And I waited 20 or 30 minutes and nothing was going on. So I reluctantly decided to turn off the computer. Yeah, what I didn't realize was it was setting at the boot manager when it came back on, waiting for me to make a decision as to which operating system I wanted to go into. And apparently it's not quite like XP or before, where you only had 30 seconds or so and it would go into the default operating system selected. Apparently it just was sitting there waiting. So finally, after a few attempts, I stumbled into that, and I could hear drive activity, and I waited several minutes, and I pressed Windows U, and then Alt-N, and Narrator come up and was speaking, and I said, all right, you know, I'm in Vista. You know, I did it. I didn't have sighted assistance, and, you know, it was great. It was a great feeling to know I could actually do it. So, once Vista was at that point, Narrator was running, it was asking me for my username, so I gave it that, and it asked me some user information, and you know, I went through all that, and then it asked me about protecting the computer and using updates, and I went through all that. And then after that point, you're basically put into Vista and you're up and running. Overall, it was a very, very painless process for the most part. I didn't have any real difficulties. I would have liked to have did a recording of the installation, but I didn't have the opportunity. It was late, and I couldn't turn things up loud enough to get a good recording, you know, without waking everybody up in the house, so I didn't want to do that. So all that's left is I need to get Sighted Assistance to put my product key in and activate Vista, and we'll be off and running. I have sound card support in now. I need to download network card drivers and get those running once I can get out and about on the net. Then I'll install JAWS, so I'll be able to activate it and everything. Oh, I need to turn off my user access control in order to install JAWS, and that was interesting with Narrator. I did have a few hiccups at first with that. Whenever you try to do something, even when you're administrator, like change the time or install a program, the user access control dialog will come up and it will basically ask you, are you sure you want to do this? And what Narrator has to do is it has to reinitialize itself. And the first couple of times it didn't seem to get that done, and I was stuck. I couldn't read the dialogues, so I'd have to shut down and come back in. But it stopped doing that, and it's now initializing properly, and I'm able to go through those controls and tell it I want to continue. But JAWS does not, at this point, support UAC. And so what I need to do with Narrator is I need to go into Control Panel and then User Account Settings, and I need to turn off UAC, and then I can install JAWS, because otherwise I'm not going to have access to the UAC panels and I won't necessarily know how to answer the dialogues. So those are going to be my next steps. Okay, I don't have a whole lot more right now. I just wanted to give you a very, very first look at my progress with Vista. And in the next podcast that I do with Vista, which should be very soon, I should have all my volumes set well. I should have JAWS running. I should be able to get out to the internet. And I should be able to start showing you different things in Vista. So, this concludes part one of my experiences with Vista, and hopefully it's been interesting and helpful to you. And hopefully as I go along through these, I'll be able to give you, you know, enough information that you can see that you can run Vista. And maybe for those of you who are still waiting to try Vista, we'll decide to try Vista. So, we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.
This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question, or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek.zone.net. vista-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.